This is episode 1846 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our stress relief meditation series this week. In this week's series, the focus is relieving stress with an emphasis on managing stress in relationships, because relationship stress is the most common form of stress. So who you surround yourself with matters. Sometimes we don't always have a choice in who we spend time with. So in this week's series, you're discovering a different meditation technique every day to help you manage stress. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a mindfulness meditation technique that involves your breath, and it helps you to let go of being judgmental. And I want to share with you from the book I'm following along with in this week's series called The High Conflict Couple, a dialectical behavior therapy guide to finding peace, intimacy, and validation by Alan E. Frizzetti. And this is a book that is focused primarily on relationship stress in intimate relationships. But the techniques I'm sharing with you from this book can be used in any relationship, even with someone you maybe have never spoken with before. In particular, today's judgment meditation technique can help you even with those people who you simply see, because we don't really have to have a conversation with someone in order to judge them. We can simply look at someone and make a judgment. And I want to share with you from page 21 of the book. This is from the chapter, Getting to a Balanced Self, Describing and Not Judging. There are many ways to orient your attention in a difficult or conflictual situation. You can interpret a situation, judge it, numb out, or run away from it, engage in a lot of other activities to avoid it, or get stuck in your emotion about it. These are typically ineffective strategies. Alternatively, you can notice the situation and your reaction and describe it. Describing is one of the most effective ways to get to a more balanced place, to interrupt rising reactivity, and to keep yourself from acting in ways that make things worse. So in your mindfulness meditation today, I'll guide you through a process to help you release judgment. And I want to share with you one more section of this book, also on page 21. It's called The Problem of Judgments. What makes describing difficult to do in a high conflict situation is that arousal is high and judgments fly out of high arousal almost automatically. Judgments identify things or people or their actions as either right or wrong. One problem with making judgments is that their logic tells us that things that are wrong must be stopped. But typically, the things we judge are things we simply don't like. We want them to stop or be different, but they are not necessarily wrong. So as you settle yourself down today and get ready to meditate, bring to mind the person you're focusing on this week that may cause you stress. And visualize this person in a situation that may arouse stress within you, or they could just be in a normal state. And notice what they are doing. Bring to mind their facial features and nonverbal body language. You could visualize this person doing something that upsets you, as I mentioned, or is something quite normal, such as walking or talking or doing work. Visualize this person doing something they might typically do, and just notice their actions. Describe them, letting go of any judgment. Simply notice what they're doing, how they're doing it, and any kind of response you have to it. Just notice your reaction, being mindful to take your judgment out of what you are observing. Continue doing this, and a breathing technique that can go along with this observation practice to help you manage your arousal state. That's the point where you start to get worked up and become more judgmental and bring your emotions into it. This breathing technique will help you even out your emotions. The technique is called the even breath. You're going to inhale and exhale through your nose. You're going to inhale, hold your breath, and exhale to the same count. You can make this count whatever count you want. I'll guide you through the count of four. You might want to do it a little less if you feel a little winded as you do the technique. At any point, stop the breathing technique if you feel dizzy or lightheaded. You may want to do this to a higher count, which I encourage you to build up to. So again, do this at your own pace. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, know that the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive access for 2 weeks free when you subscribe, and you get access to over 1,800 guided meditations with journals and slowdown guides that go along with each week's theme. Again, the Sip and Om meditation app, if you want to go a little more deeply into this series. So as you're beginning to relax your mind and your body, notice your breath begin to relax. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, hold, exhale. Inhale, hold, exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness and simply be. You are so worth slowing down for.